With the PR and media beat, I'm Roy Everett. In what appears part of a classic PR attack campaign, the pro-business American Enterprise Institute sponsored a conference earlier this month critical of non-governmental organizations such as Amnesty International, Greenpeace, and Oxfam. A story in OneWorld.net notes speakers at the conference, titled Non-Governmental Organizations, the Growing Power of an Unelected Few, described NGOs as having a liberal agenda that threatens U.S. sovereignty and free market capitalism. Speakers criticized NGOs as largely unregulated and having internal processes that lack transparency and accountability. Still, the groups attending the conference had greater concerns about the NGO's agenda favoring global governance and other notions promoted by the United Nations and other multilateral agencies. Laura Miller of the Center for Media and Democracy sees these criticisms as part of a corporate PR campaign.
They're essentially trying to frame the issue in terms that are favorable to them. And so they're saying that NGOs are promoting these liberal values. You know, if you look at it from a different point of view, one could say that the corporations, which a conservative group like the American Enterprise Institute, the views that the American Enterprise Institute are representing, views that are in policies that are favorable to corporate America, really violate people's civil rights, human rights, environmental rights. So it comes down to how you frame the issue. Another thing they're doing is they're doing selective telling of the truth. So they're selectively picking out things that you can criticize NGOs for. For example, non-governmental organizations aren't necessarily transparent, but neither are corporations. And they're taking some of these criticisms that non-governmental organizations have used to talk about why the World Bank and the IMF are bad institutions and how corporations aren't accountable to people. They're only accountable to shareholders, how they're non-democratic. They're taking these, you know, lacking in transparency criticisms and turning them back around on NGOs. But the truth of the matter is that when it comes down to money and power, corporations have much, much more power and money than these non-governmental organizations.
By pursuing bans on anti-personnel mines, working to curb greenhouse gas emissions, and promoting the International Criminal Court, NGOs have put themselves at odds with the Bush administration as well as transnational corporations. Miller sees this as why the PR assault is occurring now.
Over the past few years, non-governmental organizations have gained more recognition for the work they do in a higher profile. And a number of PR firms have done surveys and found that non-governmental organizations are generally trusted a lot more than a government and certainly trusted more than a corporation. Right now, non-governmental organizations are coming together across the world and trying to come up with some way to put international binding regulations on corporate activity. That's what they're trying to undermine and discredit NGO proposals along these lines.
While no evidence links this conference to a coordinated campaign against NGOs, Miller is sure that attention from the AEI represents a PR attack.
The American Enterprise Institute is kind of, by its very nature, a PR device. They're the American Enterprise Institute, so they're portraying themselves as this scholarly, unbiased, you know, organization, think tank. And so everything that they say actually has an agenda behind it.
Miller points out that the AEI has a $24 million budget and $42 million of assets, far outstripping most NGOs.